almost no job opportunities for Nigerian citizens. Every other day, companies, organizations are getting workers laid off, especially with the advent of technology. And then you also look at inflation. Inflation is something that has played a very critical role. Generally, I would say that the situation right now in Nigeria is not a very conducive one. Everyone is feeling the hardship comparable to the economic statistics.
The president of Nigeria is asking for organizations to do whatever they can to assist in the economy. Does the chamber have any policy, or are you implementing any at the moment?
We've put together a few strategies that have been very favorable for women, and we continue to push these strategies. So we have a lot of capacity building workshops. We have lots of networking opportunities and events, and we get to hire majority of our vendors from the informal sector. So from people who produce awards to people who produce brochures to photographers, these are all people from the informal sectors. As much as we can, we try to allocate these contracts to women who have capacity. So we're not just allocating, oh, because of your gender, you're a woman. No, we allocate these contracts. We specifically make efforts to serve for women who are working across these lines and value chains, who are properly equipped with the skill to deliver on the job. So instead of men, we'd rather hire women. And then instead of hiring people who are older, we'd rather hire people who are younger. That way, we're taking more people off the streets, creating more informal jobs, and ensuring that there's food on people's tables one step at a time, directly or indirectly. So I would round off by saying that in addition to initiatives like this, palliatives have been provided by several organizations as a form of their corporate social responsibility. The Nigerian American Chamber of Commerce intends to keep up with that, get sponsors, get partners who can work with us to ensure that we're able to provide as minimum as food for the lowest underserved communities, the lowest underserved population. So like I mentioned, these are not policies exactly, but they are strategies we're putting together to cushion the effects of the economic hardship Nigerians are feeling at this time.
And talking about economic hardships, economists are talking about agriculture as an impetus to growing not just wealth, but also food. Through the chamber, are you engaging in any agricultural policies, or either through the AGOA, are you making opportunities available?
With respect to agriculture, yes, indeed, we organize some capacity building workshops and trainings for people who are interested in agriculture and people who are already working in the agriculture value chain. And some of the excuses and complaints that we've had so far are the fact that agriculture in Nigeria is not very attractive. We practice more of small-scale agriculture instead of mechanized agriculture, large-scale agriculture. So they've been complaining about lack of modernized tools, lack of electricity to store their produce. As you already know, majority of the produce from this country, from sub-Saharan Africa, gets spoiled on the way. They get damaged and bad even before they get to the final destination of for sale. That's post-harvest losses. They've complained a lot about post-harvest losses. So what we have been able to do is put together state-specific initiatives that target farmers in some of these rural areas.